Seriously, I knew this was going to be a boring trip, but 20 minutes in and I already feel like I've been sleep deprived for 2 weeks. Something is not right here. But at least you can say that I told you and warned you that this trip was going to be boring and that we should have skipped out on it. Seriously, what is the point in this? All I have to do is just look out the window and wait. My phone's on low battery, so can't indulge myself in that. I'm forced to either communicate or just stare outside a window, and most of our co-workers are actually very socially inept. Yes, that's why I prefer you over to all of them, because you actually talk to me most of the time. Looking out the window can be quite a drag sometimes too, as I do that enough at work. I'm not slacking off most of the time, but it's just boring. I'd rather be outside than indoors, typing my life away. You know the struggle, you work with me. Do you have a spare charger by any chance? What a shame. Whatever. I guess I really am forced to just live with this. Well, never mind that. I'm sure there are many other ways to have fun. Oh, that's a disappointment. I thought you would have that in mind. Really? Do I have to do all the thinking? Well, what did you do when you were at school? When your friends were just bored, so did they come up with some sort of game for you to play? Ugh, yes, kid games, nursery rhymes, anything, anything to just keep my mind off of the boredom. So, are you going to answer my question or not? Ah, then remember better. I don't care how vague it is for you. Seriously? I spy. They probably rigged it, didn't they? Snot-nosed kids are usually like that. You guess it right and then they change it to something else. It's just how they roll. They don't want to lose. I suppose neither do I, but still. You'll have something in common with... Ugh. Makes me shudder by the thought. Thought I was supposed to be more mature. Anyways, any other ideas? The hell is a hangman? No, explain it to me. Right. What kind of stupid game is that? You're... Know what? I won't even question it. Any other ideas? That sounds ridiculous. I suppose we can go with... I spy. I'll start first. So I just... look outside the window, right? And find something? Okay. And I have to say I spy with my little... Kids these days. Right. I spy with my little eye a tree. Well, what do you think it is? You have to be cheating. Fine, I'm going again. I spy with my little eye... grass. Go on, take your guess. This is stupid. Seriously? How am I doing it wrong? I did it exactly how you told me to. Oh. Could have led with that. Fine. I'll do it again. I spy with my little eye. S. Why would I have to say something beginning with, "We're not children, you shouldn't understand what it means"? Now, take your guesses, please. You're incorrect. Hold on a bloody moment, how many guesses do you get here? I'm deciding on 5. You get 4 more. Go. Incorrect. 3. Incorrect. 2. I don't want to hear the other 2 because they're probably going to be wrong, but continue. Incorrect. 1. Well, you're clearly cheating. How aren't you? It's rather hard to guess. Whatever. Then I suppose it is your turn, right? Go right ahead. Why did you choose such a... I mean, nothing. That's quite an easy letter to guess. Not many objects beginning with that letter, so... My final answer is this game is stupid and we should stop playing. Losing sucks. Let's choose a better game. Something more... of class. How about we play a game of chess? No? You expect me to carry chess pieces on me? I don't know, you're weird. Why wouldn't you carry chess pieces on you? How about checkers? No, I do not have checker pieces on me either. Then I suppose you can download it on your mobile device. It's as simple as that. I don't care if there's no signal, just find a way to do it. You are impossible, you know that, right? Fine, let's try to brainstorm another game. How about that? I'm sure you can do that. You try finding another game, while I think of something that will top it. Okay. Well, you have already lost. My search has come conclusive. I'm thinking Truth or Dare. A perfect game for adults, though I haven't played it since college days. I think it would be rather fun to do. Though I didn't take part in it, but I watched. I was too busy being weird and socially inept, so I sat out and watched. Can't blame me. They were drinking. The Cooligans. Bite me. Right. Who goes first? Fine. Truth or dare? You're a pussy, aren't you? My apologies. Truth. So, truth. Truth, truth, truth. Truth. Who have you been looking at the most in the workplace? Oh, come on, you can whisper it to me. It's not like the others care. Seriously, look around you. It's like we're all brainless zombies apart from us. They're either stuck in conversation, bored, sleeping, or just doing work. Nothing more than that. Though, suppose there are some other risky things you could do in a train like this, but... Quit dodging the question and answer it. Yeah, I've noticed. You certainly aren't slick. No, I don't have my eyes on you. I... Truth. Excuse me, but picking truth is a very wise thing to do, thank you very much. Ugh, you're still on that. Different ways to have fun, I meant by, I don't know. What do you think I meant? Risky stuff. That's as far as I need to go. Now, truth or dare? Seriously? Truth again? When's the last time you've done it? Well, I'm glad that I didn't need to abbreviate. Interesting. Interesting. I think I will pick... Dare. My! You are foul, aren't you? You don't know what this different version of fun could be, and yet you want me to? Just how bored are you? Certainly no more than I am. Whatever. Fine. Fine. Just remember, you were the one who dared me. Come here. I suppose that is a taste. No. Whose turn was it exactly? Oh. Truth or dare? Now you're finally getting ballsy. I suppose with my definition of fun, let's go for something a bit more risky, shall we? Well... I dare you to flash me. Well, from our little interaction, I suppose I'm curious as to whether you're hard or not. So, flash me. Oh my. Right, you don't need to keep it out. He said flash. Unless you would like to keep it out. Translates into the next. Fine. What's next? Fine, I pick dare. Go ahead, entertain me. Which part of me do you want me to flash? Easy. This is seriously child's play. You have no idea how many times I've had to unbutton. I take pictures every now and then, you know. You didn't say bra. This is all you're getting. So, truth or dare? You seem to be enjoying my new version of fun. I suppose that's good. Let's see. seeing how it's still out, stroke it. Just a few times. I want to see what your hand looks like around it. Oh. No. Keep going. I like the look of it. The sound, too. It's rather big, isn't it? I'm surprised others haven't caught on to that smell, too. Right. That's enough of that. It's my turn. I choose there again. Oh, so your hand wasn't enough? Fine. But we have to be discreet about it. Let me get my jacket over me. Oh, this isn't suspicious at all. Let me know if anyone's going to come, okay? Other than, well, yourself. Are we still playing the game, by any chance? Because it is your turn. Well, truth or dare? I dare you to put your hand on my head. Dare. I can't take it any deeper, you know. Seriously, we're supposed to be discreet here. Well, I'll gag? Ever thought of that, genius? Not backing down, huh? Fine. Not backing down either. Is anyone walking past? Huh. True for dare. I dare you to let a few moans escape. Are you too chicken shit to do so? Are you forgetting the game? Mm-hmm. You don't want me to win now, do you? There. As deep as I can go, huh? You're a difficult one, aren't you? Not a bad cock, you know. So, how's my definition of fun going for you? Enjoying it? I would say it's way better than that I Spy bullshit you tried to pull, despite it being rigged. So what's next in our game? It's your turn. True for dare. Whoops. Dropped something. You keep this nice and tall for me, won't you? Honestly, I think I might get rid of these pants. Meanwhile, we'll consider this to dare. How about that? Oh, no one will see. Like I said, they're all wrapped up in their own shenanigans. Nothing to worry about. I'll just put this on the seat. Right. Now, where did I drop that thing? Oh, probably gonna have to bend down in front of you. You won't mind, will you? I suppose you'll just have to do your best to resist. Right. What is it? Huh? Oh. Don't mind go, huh? Okay. Well, I suppose I'll choose there again. There it is. What? Are you sure? You're quite the risky one, aren't you? Fine. I know how to stay quiet. But, gee. You? Not even halfway. True for dare. Thrust the rest in for me. Must have been quite eager for that, huh? There. I can do that. Oh. Trying to be quiet. You understand that this is fornication, right? Come, just be quiet. Especially if you're sensitive. You for dare. Stop moving more. So, who exactly is the victor of that? Goodness. I'd like to say that I'm the grand victor of it. I don't know. I guess you still are following the last air. Not bad. Quite warm, too. Well, we do have time. It's a 2-hour journey anyway, so we can certainly play more truth or dare. That is, if you're up for it. If you're up for losing again. Silence. I certainly won. But I'm sure we have more rounds if you agree. Good to know you're not chicken shit, at least. Alright. Let's start again, shall we? Hello, my darlings. I just want to quickly start this off by saying you should really clear out your closet more. Barely any space to move around in here, and yet alone breathe, so Do me a favor, will you? I hope you all enjoyed this video. I was a lot more British than usual, so that was fun. And again, these videos are always very, very fun to make. So I hope you've enjoyed it. I want to give a quick thank you to my Patreons because I love you all so much and you guys are amazing. Thank you so much. I literally can't be here without you guys. I fucking love you all. And thank you to the viewers. You're amazing. I love you all. You guys are fucking cherished and loved. Give me a hug. Now, no more wholesome. It's time for threats. Threats for you. Yes, you. To take care of yourself. So, listen up good, because if... That's right. If you don't take care of yourself, I'm getting real fucking close and personal. If you don't take care of yourself, I will turn you into a marketable plushie that will sell you. Yep, I will sell versions of you as plushies to the world. And yeah, how does that feel, huh? Knowing that you're going to be turned into a marketable plushie and then made with mass production and sold to people. Oops. People around the world will have versions of you in plushy form, and there's nothing you can do about it. But I mean, if you take care of yourself, I won't have to. Mwah. Until next time, my darlings.